Bedtime. Hello, everyone. I hope you've enjoyed your day with the spirit world. A beautiful day to rejoice and to realize, of course, that there is no death whatsoever, that we as these humans, we are souls having this human experience, always have that perspective, always have that sense in your mind. Be mindful of this. So now what I would like to do is to share with you an experience that I used to have as a child that probably many of you have had before you went to bed at night. So I remember when I was a child, my mother used to read me some beautiful stories, bedtime stories. And that's what I'd like to do tonight, to end this beautiful day. I'd like for you to perhaps get ready for bed. And then when you're ready and you're ready to sleep, and you can put this into your mind before you go off into the dream state and to go deep, deep in sleep, I would love for these words to be with you as you go to sleep. The words I'm going to share with you are ones that I read very often before I go to sleep, and they're by a wonderful being of light named White Eagle, who came through the mediumship of Grace Cook in the 1930s from England. And I find that the vibration of these words really do reflect the truth of my work, of what I've done. It's exactly the exact same way. Maybe the words are different, but the feeling, the energy is the same. So when you are ready to go to sleep and you want to hear this lovely bedtime story, begin the tape again. Close your eyes and just listen. The book is White Eagle on the Intuition and Initiation. You have come from God as a spark of the divine fire. Within that spark lies the potential to kindle a divine fire as great as that from which it came. A spark from one fire resting on suitable material can cause a big blaze. Therefore, having come from God, being part of God, you know that by your attunement to the godlike, you have the potential to become a glorious being. That spark of the divine fire has traveled down through the spheres of light, down, 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 into the very depth of matter. All the time it has been descending, it has been learning, gaining in consciousness of its own power. All which is breathed forth by God passes through every one of the realms of life in its growth and evolution. Life rises through all the realms to the human and divine. Only there are different paths, different journeys which certain groups of souls make. We could not trace all these journeys for you, but groups take their separate paths according to their own nature and purpose. By one path or another, you must traverse all these realms and will eventually know all of them, the worlds below as well as the worlds above. When you begin to open the spiritual consciousness, you will find that all the worlds are now open to you consciously, whereas before you have passed through in the unconscious state. When you receive illumination with the divine, you retraverse all these stages at will. You can go through the mineral, the animal, the vegetable levels of life. The inner planes are open to you to experience them consciously. You enter into them. You become part of them. That beautiful light in everything. God is everything. The God life is expressed in every form of matter on the earth. You like to pick at it, segregate it, and make everything compact. But think instead of life as one great unity. God is in everything. You are in everything. But you do not know it yet. the consciousness has to expand until the spirit within becomes conscious. This is having a relationship with your soul, with your God. Let us bring to mind also that the path of eternal progress is there for the soul if the soul wills. At first, it follows almost an instinctive urge towards growth. Then it comes to the point where there is a realization of its power of choice. At this point, by its actions, by its response, either to what is called constructive or destructive, good, evil, it makes its choice. We shall deal as far as we can with the spiritual as well as the material advance that you can expect in the new age. But first will come this consciousness of humanity's spiritual or soul powers. This is your responsibility. People are now just rising from the state of darkness and beginning to see a glimmer of light. In the future, the spiritual consciousness, or God consciousness, will grow. Possession of these soul powers will be realized by the majority of people. For an individual is both divine and human. Neither aspect must be neglected. It is of the utmost importance that the human side of the nature should be utilized in the right and true way, as well as the divine nature, which also must be encouraged to grow in stature. So with those words, amazing white eagle, I send to you my love and my light, and I do hope, and my prayer, my intention, my thought, is that you will keep this experience of this day with you, and that you can use this any time you like. It doesn't have to be one time. You can use this over and over again. And I know that the more you delve within and without these experiences of the light in the realm of the spirit, not only do you have the realization that your loved ones are always around you, are active parts in your everyday life, you never lose them. They always love you. You must do your part here now. And by this experience, I do hope and intend, send out thought, that it will awaken your own spiritual self with every step you take upon this earth. And that is my wish. And so it is. Blessings. Namaste.